Savior, a song of praise, come let us worship the Lord. Trust in his might, walk in his light, come let us worship, worship the Lord. Great are his wonders and grand his ways, come let us worship the Lord. Heavens proclaim,
Jesus shall reign.
Come let us worship, worship the Lord, let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come, let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come, let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man. Conquering Lion, yet suffering Man. Worship, worship. Come, let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship. Come, let us worship the Lord. God of eternity, come let us worship the Lord. He is the King, rise up and sing. Come let us worship, worship the Lord. Sing to the victor of Calvary. Come let us worship the Lord. Honor the Son,
Jesus has won.
Come let us worship, worship the Lord. Let us worship the Lord, worship the Lord. Come let us worship the Lord. Lift up your voice, sing and rejoice. Come let us worship, worship the Lord. Son of Jehovah, yet Son of Man. Conquering Lion, yet suffering Man. Worship, worship. Come let us worship the Lord forever. Worship, worship. Come let us worship the Lord. Worship the Lord.
Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible study class to search the scriptures for the answer to the question, is the principle of sola scriptura biblical? Pastor Otero will continue the series on the book of Revelation at the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, and we'll be teaching from chapter 6. The next congregational meeting is scheduled for 1 week from today, and that's on Sunday, August 23rd, and we do encourage you to attend that meeting, and which directly follows the morning worship service. We ran a little short on this insert, so some of you may not have it in your bulletin. Just briefly, there are three things mentioned here. Christmas in August, so starting last Sunday, wrapped gift boxes have been available to take for our missionaries, a love offering to help them financially. Those boxes will be collected in November. There's a month-end fellowship theme, which is going to be Sunday, August 30th, and our theme for this month is international foods. So if you can, please bring two dishes that represent your ethnic background and our family favorites. Also, the note here is that we are so blessed by all the different nationalities in our congregation that it would be wonderful to share these cultural foods. And also the last thing here is the ladies' Bible study. There are two, North and South, one at the at Elenita Noriel's home. The other one will take place here at the church building. And so if you have any questions, meeting times, study books, and so forth, please see Mary Tomlinson, Raquel Otero, or Dana Noriel. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert, the normal insert for activities scheduled this coming week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 57, verse 9. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 34, Immortal, Invisible. Continue our worship now with hymn number 261, Trust and Obey. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 476, It is Glory Just to Walk with Him.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we recall at these moments the words of Nehemiah in chapter 9 and verse 5, where he said, "Stand up and bless the Lord your God forever and ever, and bless be the glorious name of our God." And Lord, we endorse those words of Nehemiah. You have blessed him in completing the walls of Jerusalem. And now, Father, he recalls that all was done because of you. And so, Father, as believers, we recall in our life that we were unbelievers. But now, because of you, we have the opportunity to understand you. We can see and we can hear what you said. And we are grateful, grateful from our heart that you turn our life around. And now we belong to you. Thank you, Lord, for some of our members who are in vacation. And we pray for the Laurels that they may enjoy another week of vacation, and that you refresh their life. And as they remember their wedding 25 years ago, Lord, how blessed it is to have people like that in our church. Lord, thank you for our government. We pray for our president, that he may have a mind set in you, and that he be a man who honor your word. For the vice president also as well, and for our Congress, Lord, we pray for the representatives and for the senators, that they come to sense again, and that they will know that there is a God who is judging them and is listening to them. Father, we pray for our college students. They are here, some of them, and some of them already left. And next Sunday, we're going to see less of them. And by the following Sunday, they're all in their schools. And Father, we pray for your protection, your hand of mercy, your hand of power, and that they may accomplish their goal as they look forward to serve you in their profession. We thank you, and thank you, Lord, for our missionaries, for those who are in foreign land representing the kingdom of God. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. Eusebio and Maritza Perez, Malaga, Spain. David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea. Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala, Central America. Marta Poretti in Buenos Aires. Dante and Maruja Ravines in Iquitos, Peru. Jose and Diane Avila, Lord, they already left for Costa Rica. South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in Gilroy. The Christian Athletic Association in San Jose. Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motorsport Ministry. And Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center. Lord, bless Danny as he's in Wisconsin in a race today. And then, Father, as a grandpa, my heart vibrates because my granddaughter Jacqueline is flying tomorrow a long way to Boston, and from there take another plane to Portland home for 10 days. And so, Father, thank you for protecting her. I pray every day that you will put an umbrella in a foreign land, working, taking the buses, working in different places, and you have done this. And my heart is so thrilled and so thankful to you that you have protected. Lord, I want you to know that every parent here, the children are the most precious gift we have. Yes, we own houses and cars, but that's insignificant. Our children are the most precious thing you have given us. And I want you to know, God, that every parent in this church loves to teach their children and to care for them and to see them follow you as the number one thing in their life. And so, Father, when we see your protection and when we see your blessings, our heart is just melted because you are a mighty God and a wonderful God. Now, Lord, we pray for those who do not know you, that they may know that you speak to us. And as we hear the sermon today, we want you, the people, to know that God is a speaker, and he tells us where to go and how to go, and that we must obey him. Thank you, Father, for that. Lord, you are a provider, continuous provider, and we are grateful, Lord, for the offering that this church collects every Sunday so that the ministry can be paid off and we can continue. So bless the offering and bless the giver. And I don't want to close without saying thank you for yesterday's memorial service. I don't expect, Lord, to have 40 men here with the motorcycles who were rascals in the angel camp before, now with the cross ministries here in memory of a man who lost his life right across from our church. And so, Lord, it was a blessing to see these men singing and praising your name and want to know. The meeting was scheduled for a half hour and lasted 2 hours. Lord, how blessed we are to have a building open for people who want to worship you and to say great things about you. Thank you, Father, that from time to time, you let us know that you're still shining and are still with us. In Jesus, we thank you. Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Isaiah. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 787. We will be reading Isaiah chapter 30, verses 18 through 26. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Isaiah chapter 30, verses 18 through 26. And therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For the Lord is a God of judgment. Blessed are all they that wait for him. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Jerusalem. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. And though the Lord give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner any more, but thine eyes shall see thy teachers. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. Ye shall defile also the covering of thy graven images of silver, and the ornament of thy molten images of gold. Thou shalt cast them away as a menstruous cloth. Thou shalt say unto it, Get thee hence. Then shall he give the rain of thy seed, that thou shalt sow the ground withal, and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenteous. In that day shall thy cattle feed in large pastures. The oxen likewise, and the young asses that work the ground shall eat clean provender, which hath been winnowed with the shovel and with the fan. And there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill rivers and streams of waters in the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. Moreover, the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, in the day that the Lord bindeth up the breach of his people, and healeth the stroke of their wound. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for the freedom we enjoy to gather in this place, which you have provided that we may be together to honor and worship you, and that we may learn of the mighty work of our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to patiently wait upon him through all circumstances, and keep his commandments because we love him. We look to that great day when he returns and our redemption will be complete. We thank you for the gift of faith that has enabled us to believe this gospel and the truth of all scripture. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him in his study of your word that he may convey to us the unchanging truths of scripture. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD. Bless us with understanding so that we may not be swayed by myths and strange doctrines, but rather adhere to the truth. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?